Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. Well, as you may recall, the year 2012 started out as a promising year for U.S. crop production, with favorable planting conditions supporting high planted acreage and expectations of record or near-record production. However, as summer approached, weather conditions deteriorated and some of the driest and most unfavorable growing conditions in decades ensued. Crop production estimates for several major crops declined throughout the summer as the drought intensified. Our farm's field corn acres were definitely showing signs of stress, and it was obvious that harvest yields would come in well below normal. I remember also taking a walk through the soybean fields that year in mid-August to determine if those legumes might suffer the same outcome. As I pulled back the foliage to check pod counts, what I saw was quite unexpected. Bean pods on those plants were greater than I had ever seen before, albeit noticeably dry and unfilled. It appeared as if the plant seed pods were inherently overcompensating to assure their future, even though the current environment was formidable. On August 21st of that year, a weather system developed enough intensity in the Mid-Atlantic that the National Hurricane Center began to initiate advisories on this tropical depression. The storm attained hurricane status on August 28th, and after further intensification, Hurricane Isaac made landfall that evening just southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, striking Louisiana. The powerful storm degenerated back into a tropical depression as it slowly moved north through Louisiana, but its strong remnants continued further north than eastward and then back to the south, penetrating and depositing revitalizing rains deep into the heartland. That late August rain came just in time to soak our farm, and those superabundant seed pods filled out, giving our operation the best soybean yield per acre that we had ever had up until that time. Well, why am I recounting this near-term record of agrarian history? Because it illustrates a life and spiritual principle that we can glean from the soybean. You know, the Word of God tells us in Genesis 8:22 that while the earth remains, there is a ceaseless process of seed, time, and harvest, not only in a literal agricultural sense, but also in our everyday life purposes, choices, and dreams. Frequently, however, the time component of this process does not necessarily correlate with our schedule and plans. And in the meantime, we may suffer intervals of drought, setbacks, and very daunting circumstances. There is a due season, but it requires that we faint not. Often, the greater the significance of our callings, the longer the preparation, and the tougher the rows to hoe. Those soybean plants did not give up on their lives under stress halfway through the growing cycle, but they instead persistently added pods in anticipation and assurance of an ultimate and providential harvest. Likewise, we must stay focused on our God-given assignments and take on a similar posture of faith, believing for desired fulfillment at the appropriate time. Okay, posture of faith. I hope you didn't mind the play on words. Let us not be weary then in well-doing, but encouraged, because our blessings are loaded. Exercise patience, don't give up, and add pods. That's right, we must increase our faith. We must also endure and expect refreshing rain, revival, and the anticipated harvest. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will fill your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will abound. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Well, so long for now. I've got to get some parts in town and get the old combine prepped. It'll be time to reap before you know it.